This is Tanya Mosley, co-host of Fresh Air. You'll see your favorite actors, directors, and comedians on late-night TV shows or YouTube. But what you get with Fresh Air is a deep dive. Spend some quality time with people like Billie Eilish, Questlove, Ariana Grande, Stephen Colbert, and so many more. We ask questions you won't hear asked anywhere else. Listen to the Fresh Air podcast from NPR and WHYY.
Good morning. I'm Adora Namigadde, and this is The Rundown. The Chicago Teachers Union has a tentative contract agreement with Chicago Public Schools. A key union committee threw its support behind the agreement yesterday. It now moves to a group of 700-plus elected CTU representatives who will decide whether to recommend that all members ratify it. CTU President Stacey Davis-Gates says it's a big contract, tackling a range of issues from pay to class size to sports to housing for students.
There was a lot of care. There was a lot of perspective building because we don't want this to be a contract. We want this to catalyze a different way of doing the work.
CPS officials touted the agreement, saying it recognizes educators, takes into account budget constraints, and avoids a strike. A congressional committee is investigating the legal clinics at Northwestern University. Republican leaders of the Committee on Education and the Workforce say there are signs Northwestern's law school is engaging in, quote, progressive left political advocacy. They're asking for funders, budgets, and personnel files. Georgetown University law professor Deborah Epstein says she was shocked.
They don't actually expect Northwestern to turn over the vast majority of information that they're requesting. Instead, in my view, this is a deeply cynical exercise of power where the actual goal is to create an atmosphere of intimidation for law school clinics across the country.
A Northwestern spokesman says the clinics provide valuable learning experiences and represent people across the political spectrum. It's election day for local offices in many of Chicago's suburbs. School boards, park districts, and library boards in many municipalities are up for election. And there are competitive races for the offices of mayor in some of the city's largest suburbs. In Evanston, incumbent Mayor Daniel Biss faces a challenge from Jeff Borini. In Aurora, incumbent Mayor Richard Irvin is squaring off against Alderman-at-Large John Lash. People voting in today's municipal elections won't notice a difference in the process, despite an executive order from President Donald Trump. Trump last week issued an order demanding states not count any mail-in ballots received after Election Day, and requiring documented proof of U.S. citizenship to register to vote. Matt Dietrich is a spokesperson for the Illinois State Board of Elections. He says the board is reviewing the order, but it doesn't take effect until later this month.
That doesn't impose any additional obligations on them regarding citizenship or ID or anything else pertaining to how elections have been conducted in Illinois.
Potential voters in Illinois have to attest that they're a citizen or face a litany of penalties. Dietrich says voters should immediately call their county clerk or have an election judge do it if a poll worker cites the executive order to deny a ballot. It's also election day in neighboring Wisconsin. Illinois abortion providers anticipate an increase in patients from Wisconsin if that state's Supreme Court loses its liberal majority in today's election. Chicago Abortion Fund Executive Director Megan JFO says the number of people coming to Illinois for abortions increased after Roe v. Wade was overturned in 2022. She says even after some abortion services were reinstated in states like Wisconsin, patient numbers continued to climb.
It takes a while for an abortion clinic to get, you know, to be functional again. Those doctors have to come back. The nurses have to come back. The direct service staff has to come back. Resources need to be reengaged.
She says abortion providers in Chicago have expanded their capacity for more out-of-state patients. And the bigger concern is how difficult it is for those people to travel for care. Some more things you should know today. Elected officials and advocates in the Chicago area are asking immigration officials to grant temporary humanitarian parole to a Venezuelan man facing deportation. Jose Gregorio Gonzalez didn't have a criminal record and was already under ICE supervision when he got arrested March 3rd. He was preparing to donate one of his kidneys to help save his brother who has kidney failure. Under U.S. immigration law, temporary parole to non-citizens can be granted in certain emergency cases. Advocates say Gonzalez's case illustrates the inhumanity of the Trump administration's mass deportation campaign. A West Suburban Buddhist temple has launched a fundraiser for victims of the deadly earthquake in Myanmar. More than 2,000 people have died since last week. Donations to the Burmese Buddhist Association in Elmhurst will go to an aid group in Myanmar. The 7.7 magnitude earthquake damaged roads and collapsed hundreds of buildings across large swaths of the Southeast Asian country. Street sweeping season in Chicago starts today. Streets and sanitation officials say sweepers will be on the streets between 9 a.m. and 2 p.m. through mid-November. The Sun-Times reports crews will post signs 48 hours before the sweepers are due to pass through to remind people to move their cars and avoid getting ticketed. Today's weather is going to be cloudy with a high of 46 degrees, and tonight there will be a chance of rain with a low of 41. Tomorrow we expect showers and thunderstorms with a high of 68. And that's it for the show. If you like the rundown, please rate and review us wherever you listen. I'm Adora Namigadde. Thanks for listening.